Boston today and tonight, corporations are wining and dining, delegates and representatives. I always am more comfortable with the people unincorporated in the neighborhoods of Cleveland. We have some abiding concerns which are expressed in this happening, another world is possible, which are expressed in the hopes and the dedication to funding the dream. In Washington, D.C., over the past 4 years, the Defense Department budget has almost doubled. Over $200 billion has been spent on the war in Iraq. Nearly half of the discretionary spending of the United States now goes for war and military buildup. That represents a destruction of a dream, and we are insisting that America take a new path to fund a dream which begins with a 15% reduction in that bloated Pentagon budget. There's over $1 trillion in accounts they can't even reconcile. They're building new weapon systems on old weapons based on old weapon systems that have failed. They're building new nuclear weapons, new biological and chemical weapons. It's time for us to start to deal with the weapons of mass destruction here at home. Poverty is a weapon of mass destruction. Joblessness is a weapon of mass destruction. Homelessness is a weapon of mass destruction. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. It's time that we disarm the weapons of mass destruction in our own society. It's time that we funded the dream. It's time that we restored our neighborhoods. It's time that we restored hope. It's time that we reclaim the Democratic Party as being the party of the people. Oh, yes, I remember where I came from. I grew up in the city of Cleveland. My family lived in 21 different places. By the time I was 17, including a couple cars, we lived in neighborhoods like this. I learned from neighborhoods like this. This is where my heart comes from. This is where my soul comes from. This is where tens of millions of Americans come from. This is where the spirit of America comes from. This is where our future will come from. This is where our hope and our spirit and our driving force for change must come from. I salute you. I join you. Let's move forward. Let's create a new America. Thank you.